Yeah, when I was a boy growing up, I never heard of appendicitis. People probably had it and didn't know what they had.
What would they say when they had that kind of pain?
Well, I guess they'd say I've just got an awful pain in my side there, but I don't know what it is. And they'd either kill them, I guess, or they'd wear it off or something.
If you eat and drink things that don't agree with you and they come up and you say you do what?
Vomit in the nice way.
Well, yeah, if you got rid of the food that you'd eat, you'd say I was vomiting, and let me see, there's something, another word that they use here for that. I don't remember what it.
What about any words that a child might use?
Well, I have heard people say, well, wonder what's wrong with him, he's puking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they got that word.
And which would you think would be a more polite word, vomit or puke?
Well, vomit, I would think.
And somebody vomits, you say he's sick where?
In his stomach.
If you invite somebody to come to see you this evening and you want to tell him you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come, you say, now if you don't come,
If you don't come, I'm going to be disappointed.
And, if you and your wife are going to be glad to see me, you say,
we're so glad to see you.
Would you ever say proud to see you?
Yes, have you used that.
Would that mean anything different, or would it be the same
thing? No, it would. I think it would mean the same thing.
If you're talking to a child who's misbehaving, you say, if you do that again, I'll
spank you.
And if a boy's keeps on going over to a girl's house to see her, you say he's... What?
Yeah, you'd say he must be courting that girl.
Are there any other words you say depending on how serious you think he is?
Well, not especially.
And you'd say he's her what?
Sweetheart.
And she's his?
Well, I've used the word, she's his girlfriend.
Now, any other words that would be used for either of those? Maybe a little brother would say, well, he's your...
I can't think of another one now. I'll tell you, I can't think no way like I used to, you know.
If this boy comes home and he's got lipstick on his face, his little brother says, you've been...
Yeah, say, some girl's been kissing you.
Smudging, I think they call it, too.
Smudging?
Naking, you know, in soap
old
man, they say.
Well, if the boy had been going to see the girl and then she stops letting him come over... You say she did what?